Okay, let's get things started with Manolo.
Hey Bob. The other day you were talking about you wanted to see a lot of Barrera this spring. Now that he's there, what are some of the things you like to see out of him? And is he going to play a lot in this Cactus League?
Yeah, that was the plan. I mean, we'll see when he's deemed ready to play. But yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, we were really, really impressed. And you know, last year in the first spring training, and I mean, this is a high energy player who, you know, as a lefty can hang in against lefties. He's fearless as far as, you know, his at bats at the plate. He doesn't care who he's facing. He's not intimidated. You know, there's a lot to like about him. So, you know, once he gets cleared to get in games here, we'll probably see a lot of at bats from him.
Yeah, and now that you know that Sean Murphy is not going to catch for a while, what do you plan to do in these games with your catching situation? You're going to rely on one specific guy the most of the time, or you're going to rotate all of those guys you have there?
We'll rotate it and back up and, you know, try to get everybody involved. You know, probably the first three with Garcia, Allen, and Perez will probably get most of the starts, and but everybody else will get, you know, a chance, and potentially even, you know, if we have some at-bats a little bit later on, maybe back up in the DH spot too to try to get some at-bats.
We'll go Matt since I cut off his question last time.
Hey, Bob. With, I guess, looking at the outfield situation, and I don't, there was talk about wanting to have potentially a left-handed hitting outfielder there as an option. Is that still a priority, or maybe with Moreland in the picture now, is that maybe less of a priority looking ahead?
Yeah, maybe a little less too. And, you know, obviously the Jed situation too. It puts us in a better position as far as left-handed bats go. So, you know, all those guys in the outfield have hit right-handers before. If you're looking at, you know, Piscotty and Laureano and Cannon, and even Pinder showed last year he hits righties too. So I think it's less of a concern with kind of the late additions with Jed and Moreland.
And it looked like Trevino threw a little bit live BP. Yeah. How did he look so far in camp?
Good. He's throwing hard. You know, he's working on all the pitches, refining his cutter. He does have a really good curveball that we saw more last year maybe than in the past. And it's just about getting him going and getting him confident. You know, I've often said, if you had the opinion that we do, you know, it's the 18 guy that we've, you know, obviously had a fantastic year. And, you know, then if you have a little bit of a tougher year, then sometimes the psychology takes over and it's more difficult to, you know, to replicate that, especially if you had some distance from it. But the stuff's the same. You know, once we just look forward to getting him off to a good start and, you know, don't overthink it and just do your thing.
Simone.
Hi, Bob. Sorry I missed the first part of this morning. But what do you hope to see from the first four starters, and how many innings can we expect to see from them?
Yeah, we're just, you know, these are guys that are getting an opportunity to start some games that maybe in past springs they wouldn't. You know, we're going to back our main guys off a little bit, which creates an opportunity. It's going to be two innings at the most, maybe one to start for these guys, depending on pitch counts. So they're not going to be out there long. But, you know, I mean, tomorrow we're playing the Dodgers. I think it's a TV game. And my understanding is they're going to bring some of their guys over. So, you know, even if it is one inning, it's exciting to be able to, you know, take the ball and start a spring training game, especially like tomorrow, the first one. So I know Dalton's excited.
And are you still working towards the lineup for tomorrow, or do you still?
Yeah, no, these guys know. I believe all of them know. We talked to them today, and even the guys that are going to back up.
And then just a fun question about the shift. There's been a lot of controversy about that. Do you have some of your returning guys specifically hitting? Like, do you want them to pull or hit to the opposite field at certain at-bats during the spring just because of the shift now? Like, do you have specific things that certain batters need to focus on in the spring?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, why don't you bunt when the shift's on? But typically the one guy on the left side of the infield's playing you in for the bunt, at least for a little while. It's about being late and on top. But also the reason teams are doing this too is, you know, for a power hitter like a Matt Olson, you know, we don't want him to turn into a spray hitter to left field because he's got a ton of power and you can't defend a homer. And that's, you know, a lot of our guys have power. So, you know, it's maybe with two strikes going the other way to try to shift the field over. You know, it's something that we've been talking about for years here is, you know what, if you get frustrated at hitting a ball to a rover out in right center field that's standing there all the time, then do something about it. Hit the ball the other way, at least, you know, later on in the count. So it's something that Darren Bush stresses in the bullpen, or excuse me, in the cage all the time.
And then why not? I heard you were saying there's two different groups you're going to have. You want some people batting twice. Is there any significance to who's in each group? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. Once the game start?
So you said you're going to have two groups. Like you want the first four innings for one group and then three innings for the other group. Is there any, like the people in those groups, are they in those groups for a reason? Like,
no, just guys that will back up the games. There'll be a group of starters, and they don't go, even though it's only seven inning games, like a typical spring, they don't go nine innings. They probably play five. So we're just splitting it up four and three. For the most part, it's not going to be a precise thing, but it's just, you know, we always have guys that back up in these spring training games because, you know, guys have to work into playing entire games.
Matt? Are you expecting the Dodgers to have some of their regulars in tomorrow?
I am.
Is that, I think you mentioned, but for Jeffries, is that just kind of a nice opportunity to sort of start the spring with?
Yeah, I mean, granted, you don't want to focus on that. You just want, no matter who it is, you want to go out there and make pitches. You're not going to be out there for a long time, and you're probably not going to see the entire lineup either. So, but there's some excitement. We're going to have fans in the stands. You're going to be – it's going to be a lot different than what we went through last season. So I think everybody's excited about, especially playing with fans in the stands.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.